Hi, Dana. I've left a message saying that I need to get in contact with Dr. I can never say his bloody name. Yes. And I haven't heard back yet. But Laleen Isaacs. Well, I've just going into St. Vincent's next week to have a stent removed from my common bile duct by the people who put it in there when I was having all that trouble earlier this year with I had polycystectomy and all sorts of things. And this stent was put in there at the time. And it was supposed to come out when I had my cholecystectomy, but I don't know what happened. They forgot to do it, I think. Anyway, I rang up and they said, oh, goodness me. And then they said, well, come and be admitted for the night and we'll take it out on the second. But they did say that they want to have some directions from doctor about my diabetes, because at the moment I'm weaning off insulin and I'm back onto Ozempic, and I have to be fasting for 24 hours pre the procedure apparently. Well, I don't think it is general anaesthetic. I thought it was just twilight or something. That's what they told me when I had it done the first time, that they're being very thorough this time. It really wasn't a big deal at the time, but now, yeah. Yes. I didn't get a message from him. Removal of stent from common bile duct. I thought I had bloods done before I went to see him last time, and he wants more done. No, I had them a couple of days beforehand. I've got a feeling the HB was low or something, but it often is. Okay. Well, he's up here at Caboolture today, isn't he? Did he have a full book up here? Yeah, well, when I had the cholecystectomy, that nobody did anything about the diabetes. And you know, my blood sugars were up to 22, and he was horrified when he found out. And consequently, when I was making this appointment, it was a different doctor, and she said, "Oh, well, you'll need to have endocrinologist oversee and instructions about what to do." I thought, "Yeah, that makes a lot of sense." Yes, that's it. Does he have a private mobile number? Yeah, that's probably why I may not. Well, I may not have answered it because I'm very. Yeah. Okay, well, if it rang from North Lakes or Caboolture, I'd answer it, but I get bloody phishing emails from Adelaide and all sorts of places. Yeah. Well, we've had a lot of trouble with scammers and phishing. They've actually got into our bank account and cleaned the savings account out. So it's horrible right before Christmas. And I'm very reluctant to answer any strange phone calls. Yeah, I'll be more inclined to look at it. But usually if I've got the person's number down in my list of contacts, and their number comes up, it tells me, you know, who it is. But goodness knows where. Oh. Well, yeah, the number I've got here for you at North Lakes is 3448-0195. So if that comes up, it'll come up saying it's him. So, yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think so. Thanks very much. Okay, bye.